This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I got this automated call the other day, and it said that my son Daniel was ready for his annual checkup. And I'm glad I took the automated call, because I looked at the other children, Brandon, Andrew, and Cameron, and realized they didn't have theirs. It is so important, and life gets busy. You know, that's just life. Work, and some of us have gone back to school. We have some other interests and options. Some of us are working two jobs. We're getting ready to go into the holiday season. And sometimes the child and teen checkups slip our minds. And for some of us, we can't go to the same doctor we went to, right? Because before COVID, we had a job. We had insurance. And now we don't. And so for me, it's so important to tell you about a free service that is available to help eligible families whose children get their health care through medical assistance or some of those related type health plans. And you don't have to get frustrated about it. And you can get these kids the checkups, the yearly checkups they need. It's about to be the end of the year. So, you know, this is something that we're supposed to do for a kid's birthday annually. And if you haven't gotten it done, it is not too late. And so I call Sonoma Paez and ask her to please, please, please come on the show. She is a community health specialist with Hennepin County's Child and Teen Checkups Program. She is joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Sonoma, thank you so much for being on the program.
Hi, Shaletta. Thanks for having me.
Now, you know, I just appreciate the work that you are doing to keep our kids healthy, you know, because during COVID, we just got out of the habit of going every year on our kids' birthday. We had a little routine, and that routine, just like life, got off. And so you're working really hard to get us families back into the habit of making sure that our kids see a doctor so they can stay healthy, right?
Right. Right. The Child and Teen Checkups Program is a medical benefit, like you said, for children, teens, and young adults, birth through age 20, who have medical assistance. Our services and the checkups that are covered are covered at no cost to our families. We're a preventative health program, and our purpose is to ensure our families know that their children are covered at no cost to go in when they're healthy for the complete checkups, along with dental checkups as well.
And so this includes health as well as dental checkups, because it's a lot better for everybody when we catch up on things earlier rather than later. And so for folks who are listening, again, if your child or your teen has not had a checkup for the entire year, and we all got off, no judgment here, right? But it is time that they go ahead and get that done.
Right. We definitely want to get the kids caught up with their checkups. It's so important to bring our kids in when they're healthy for their checkups, you know, at the regular intervals. It's really important. It gives some reasons is it gives your doctor a baseline of your child's overall health when we take them in when they're healthy. It's a time to build rapport with your doctor, share your family's health history. And at this time, when you take the kids in when they're healthy, the doctor's going to have time to look at their overall health. When we go in for sick visits, the focus is on treating the illness. When we take our children in when they're healthy, they can do that overall complete health checkup. And most importantly, health checkups are key to helping children stay healthy and detecting problems early with screenings or testings. And this means that if they find any issues, they can be treated early to prevent any lifelong consequences. We do recommend and want our families to know that children are covered to go in for those checkups. Birth to age 3, they're going to go in more often, every few months for those medical checkups. And then children ages 3 through age 20 are covered to go in once a year for those medical checkups. Dental checkups are a little bit different. They start by age 1, and this is covered at no cost to you. And birth through age 20 are covered every 6 months for those dental checkups. So that's part of a child's health as well. So we do want to make sure that our families are going in for those dental checkups as well.
And, you know, it's not just about the physical health, but the mental health. You know, the children will sit there, especially the teenagers, and they will talk to their physicians about things that they wouldn't necessarily talk to their parents about. As well, those physicians can pick up on things that parents can overmiss because we're busy working or, you know, making the groceries or, you know, cooking and taking care of the household things. We might miss out on something that a physician can pick up on easily. And like you said, preventative is not just about the physical health care, but the mental health care as well, the overall health of that child.
Right. Yes, behavioral health is, you know, a big thing these days as far as everything that, you know, all the differences that people experience through COVID and the changes that just the world is going through in general. And we know that young people can struggle with mental health issues, substance abuse, and traumatic experiences. And these things can negatively impact their development and their future. And we know that when young people experience these issues, they can be at risk for dropping out of school, being socially isolated, you know, along with other things as well. We know that they're already experiencing like challenges with their as they grow, with their hormones fluctuating, and then, you know, just relationships, friendships, you know, that can be tough on our young folks. And so it's just important that they go in as well, that this is something that the doctor screens for is behavioral health. They do a surveillance up until a certain age, and then they start doing screenings, I believe it's at age 12. But, you know, that if a parent or a teen or young adult has concerns, you know, it's definitely something that you want to bring up to your doctor. It's a place to start and to get any support that they may need. And this is covered as well.
And we're talking to Sonoma Paez. She is a community health specialist with Hennepin County's Child and Teen Checkups Program. Now, for folks who are listening, how can they access the program?
Right. So there's three ways to get in touch with us. They can call us at our phone number, 612-348-5131. We have our senior community health workers that are amazing. They're available Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30. They can also email us at it's checkups@hennepin.us. if there's questions, they need to find help from finding clinics, things like that. And then we also have a website where people can go in and just do a self-referral and just say, hey, this is what I need help with. Can you either give me a call or email me? And we'll definitely follow up with you. And the website would be hennepin.us/checkups. And right on there, there's a little blue, it's in blue and it says referral. So that's how you can reach us. And I just want to mention too that, you know, we reach our families through the mail, through phone calls. You see us in the community at outreach events. We want to make sure that families that have medical assistance know that we're here to help. We can help our families to find a medical or specialty clinic that takes their health coverage so you can establish a medical home for your children. Whether you're new to medical assistance or to our county, it can be a challenge to find clinics, and we know that, so that's why we're here to help. We also know that finding dental clinics can be a little bit more challenging as well because not as many dental clinics do accept this coverage. We keep up-to-date lists on current clinics that are taking this health coverage so we can connect our families and make sure that our kiddos are getting in for those checkups. Now, on top of finding those clinics, we can help in scheduling appointments. Like you said, families are busy, you know, working multiple jobs and busy with the children. We know that. And sometimes those healthy checkups we can put up on the back burner. So we want to make sure that, you know, our families know that that we can help in scheduling those appointments. We know sometimes those hold times for the clinics can be a bit long, so we can do that for you. Transportation can also be a barrier to getting our kids in for their appointments, you know, so we definitely help our families to schedule transportation for those medical and dental appointments. Interpreters, language can be another barrier, so we do help our families make sure that the interpreters are available at those appointments when that's needed as well.
Well, I can't thank you enough for the service that you're providing to our families to make sure that they stay safe. Thank you for being on this show. And you all stick around. We've got more to come on The Shaletta Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I love this song. Y'all know why I love this song. It is the first words that my then 4.5-year-old son, Daniel, said. He was severely autistic, could not talk, could not look at us at 4.5 years old, ate pureed food, couldn't feed himself, couldn't follow simple commands in a diaper. I remember the therapist telling me, listen, we are going to discontinue his services because we can't keep billing the insurance and the needle is not moving. He was 4.5. They had been providing therapy for 18 months and he had not gotten any better in all that time. He had just finished his autism evaluation and he had the, you know, when they did the, you know, evaluation, it said he had no functional language and he was 4.5 years old. And I remember he broke his toe running around the sofa, right? Because kids with autism like to run around. And he couldn't tell us that his foot was hurting. All I knew was that he didn't want to put his shoes on. And so I'm like, you're going to put your shoes on because we got to go to Target. We got to go shopping and you're going to put your shoes on. And so he was falling out. He was crying, but he couldn't even tell me that his foot hurt, right? And so he put the shoe on and he's walking ahead of me in the store. And that's when I saw him limping. And that's when I realized something's wrong. So we got to take him to, you know, Dr. Morrissey and get his foot x-ray and find out he got a little hairline fracture on his pinky toe. And, you know, so, you know, he couldn't even tell me foot hurt. No functional language. And so one day I was in the kitchen washing dishes and it was the summer that Old Town Road was hot and the kids, his siblings was singing it and it was playing on the radio and it was playing on TV all the time. But that night, it was quiet. And I had on, you know, an old lady house dress because I'm an old lady. And the other kids were doing their homework. And Sean was out of town in Ohio visiting some family. And my son, who had no functional language at 4.5 years old in his pamper because he wasn't potty trained, with a bib on because he didn't even know how to swallow his own saliva, walked up to me and started singing Old Town Road. Now, nobody had taught him this. Nobody had put it on flashcards. He heard and remembered. And so that's when we realized music is how you reach him. Music is how you teach him. And I just remember crying, y'all. I got dehydrated. I cried and peed and snotted and I lost all my bodily fluids because I knew that he could learn. And I knew that he had a chance. So I called up all the therapists and I was like, look, we got to use music. Everything that we teach him, we have to teach him through music. And now this boy is 9 years old later this month. He is reading on an eighth grade level. He's doing math on a high school level. And the thing that he loves to do most is do graphs on the whiteboard in his little station at home. The graphs are very complex. He's got formulas going across and down, right? And so then he'll do it, and it'll take him probably a minute or two. And then he'll just sit back because he knows at some point somebody's going to come by and see that graph, that math graph, and they're going to try to figure it out. And he knows that there's nobody in the house smart enough to do it. And I have video of my 18, soon-to-be 18-year-old son, Andrew, who's in advanced algebra, making great grades, and Sean, who graduated from medical school, standing there trying to figure out a math graph that my severely autistic 8-year-old child has put up on the whiteboard. And it's fractions, it's decimals, it's multiplication, it's division. He is just brilliant. And I just think all of that was locked inside of his brain until he heard some music. So when I'm talking to other parents who have kids with autism, I always tell Daniel's story because I don't want people to lose hope. Things can and will get better. I've heard parents, you know, who say that their kids are doing better because they got into sports or because they are in music classes, and music just unlocked some part of their brain that had been locked before, or even artwork. There's an amazing autistic artist here in the Twin Cities, and he is doing postcards and some amazing things. And he's even been featured at, you know, Target Field during the Twins game. Things can and will get better. And I know, Jonathan, you've just been praying for my babies, and you just watched their journey. And I know you are so proud of them, and you always wondering how they're doing. And let me just tell you, they went from not talking to talking back. I told them the other day, I said, you know what? You keep on messing with me, and I'm going to take your therapy. Okay? You're going to go back to looking at them imaginary butterflies, because you're not going to be sitting up here talking back to your mama. I don't spend too much time at the therapy office. We want you to talk. We don't want you to talk back. But, you know, and we recently had a job fair for adults with autism in St. Paul a couple of weeks ago in honor of Disability Employment Awareness Month. 400 adults with autism came to this job fair looking for work. And it was so amazing to just be around these moms and dads, and how much gratitude that they had for not just this job fair, but for sharing the story and making them feel like somebody understood, that they don't have to give up, that things are going to get better, that somebody's in their corner and somebody understands. And that awareness piece, that acceptance piece, is not just for the kids. But it's for us, too. Right. Because there are often times where we are out in community and our kids are cutting up. Right. And a parent will give us the evil eye. Like, you don't know how to be a good mom. Your kids are cutting up. Can't you just tell them to stop? And it's not that easy when you have a child who may be nonverbal or not understand or maybe overstimulated, but you just need one more thing from the grocery store. You don't have a babysitter and you got to get this thing and get out of here. Right. But you can't just leave because that may be dinner. And then what are you going to do? And so those things are happening less and less. And people are accepting and understanding more and more. And I just have that song and my son's journey to thank, to just for being part, a small part of the process of creating hope and understanding and education for children and adults on the spectrum. We'll be right back. I tell you what, that is going to be the Thanksgiving anthem at our family gathering this year. And of course, you know who that is. You know who that sounds like. That's our very own Grammy Award winning Sounds of Blackness. And I have got the privilege of having Gary Hines join me on the Shaletta Show. Gary, that is just a beautiful anthem, that Thanksgiving song. You know, a lot of times it's this time of year where we start looking back at our blessings. We start looking back at how far we've come, whether it is individually, as a family, collectively, as a community. And that song really speaks to us. How did that one come about?
First of all, thanks for having me on behalf of Sounds of Blackness, Queen Shaletta. And to answer your question, So Thankful is the construct of, you heard the lead vocals of the great Jamecia Bennett, and also the lead rap vocals of Andre Locke, a.k.a. Buddy McLean, who wrote the song and brought it to Jamecia and to Sounds of Blackness. So we are special guests on the record and honored to do so. And I'd be remiss if I didn't let your listeners know, this song was written by Andre in honor of his son, Amir Locke, who unfortunately was murdered in his sleep, an innocent man, you know, by the police. And Andre, Buddy, had a few different paths that he could take, but God led him down the path of expressing thankfulness. And so that's how So Thankful was born.
But this is the thing, Gary. Sounds of Blackness, you've created not just a group, but a movement where people can touch you. They can connect with you. This man had a song in his heart. He's heartbroken. His son has been killed tragically. And he has a song in his heart, and he's able to come to you. He's able to touch you. You've created something with this Sounds of Blackness where it's not just something that we enjoy. We don't just go to the concerts and sit up and take it in. But all of us here in the Twin Cities, we feel like we are a part of it because you make us a part of it.
Well, thank you so much. You know, Sounds of Blackness goal from day one is to bring the music, the richness of the music of the African-American experience to people of all backgrounds and people of all backgrounds throughout Minnesota and across this country and around the world have been very supportive of Sounds of Blackness. And at or near the top of the list is you. So thank you.
Now, you've got something new. There's a soundtrack happening along with the movie. I'm like, I cannot keep up with all the amazing things that Sounds of Blackness is doing. So you're going to have to tell everybody about this.
I will do my best, and I will also direct everyone to our website, soundsofblackness.org, and under the events to see what's going on. But in a nutshell, first and foremost, we have this coming Wednesday at 6 o'clock over at TPT. We're honored to be a part of the 30-year commemoration and celebration of Rondo Reconnected. And so that'll be 6 o'clock, again, this coming Wednesday, November 15th. And then we are blessed to sing for the investiture of Chief Justice Natalie Hudson. And that will be on November 27th at the Minnesota History Center at 3 o'clock. We're so proud of her and so happy for mm-hmm. her and so proud to be part of that. And then to get to the part that you opened up with, we want to invite all of your listeners and followers and to the Imagine Theater in Eden Prairie. This will be on November 30th, and that's a Thursday for the premiere of a movie that features music by many local artists and including Sounds of Blackness, Woke and Healing is the name of the songs, but the name of the movie is entitled Black Skin, and the premiere will be again Thursday, November 30th. 7 o'clock. Actually, the preliminary festivities will begin at 6 o'clock. Uh-huh. So we're ready for that. And some of the actors will be coming in from L.A. and New York to take pictures, sign posters and photographs. Just have a great time. Again, that's at the Imagine Theater on Thursday, November 30th, 6 o'clock. The premiere of the film Black Skin by director Mark Casey.
Now, you know, this is not your first time having, you know, Sounds of Blackness songs in a movie. But what's it like, you know, that the studios in Hollywood are calling Minneapolis to say, we want Optimistic, we want Woke, you know, we want these songs to be a part of our production. And then people all around the world can get a taste of your music.
Well, what it's like, Queen Chiletta, it's first of all, it makes us very humble and grateful and thankful that the world is hearing our music and hearing it in that way and thinking enough of it to include it in film soundtracks and so forth. So it's a great, great honor, and it's a great validation of, like you said, the movement and message and ministry and music of Sounds of Blackness.
Now, I know for a while you all were looking for new members. You were taking new members. You know, what's the status of that? Do you got everybody you need? Because I, you know, when I first moved here, I joked. I said, is everybody in the Sounds of Blackness but me? It's like everybody I met who could sing was either in Sounds of Blackness, had been in Sounds of Blackness, or were trying to get into the Sounds of Blackness.
Right. You know, and it's funny because when you moved here at that time, we were doing regularly scheduled annual auditions kind of thing. But so many would come, and then we didn't want to disappoint people. So we stopped doing regular auditions. But now what I do is on an individual basis, if there's anyone who wants to audition for Sounds, instrumentalist or vocalist, they can go to the website, leave a message, or online, any of the social sites, contact me, and we will take a listen gladly.
I just love that. Talk to me about the future of music. You know, the Minneapolis sound is known all around the world. You know, we first think about Prince, but the Sounds of Blackness is right up there at the top. Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis and, you know, so many artists, you know, have come to our city to get that sound, to feel that electricity, to work with you and Jimmy and Terry and so many other people because they want some of what we got. And I think, Gary, people forget about that. They forget about how special the music scene is in our city.
You know, you're absolutely right, Queen Chiletta, and I'm so glad you mentioned our late and beloved brother Prince, because when he came into his international stardom, the first thing the industry was trying to get him to do was to move to L.A. And you know what he said and stuck to? He said, no, I'm not leaving Minnesota. Y'all are coming here. And that's how Paisley Park got built. And the world did come here. Actors, athletes, artists, musicians came to record, and they still do at Paisley Park. And the same with Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. And although they've relocated now to the West Coast, for that first 30 years of their international stardom, they were right here in Minneapolis.
And, you know, I see it. You know, I see it no matter where we go. I was at, you know, Westminster Town Hall Forum this week. And, you know, I'm thinking I'm going to hear Nancy Giles, and all of a sudden Ginger Commodore is in there scatting. You know, we just have so much amazing talent. And a lot of those talented folks are, you know, with the Sounds of Blackness. How do you keep that? How do you keep that and keep building on that and curating, you know, these amazing voices and these amazing musicians?
Great question, Shaletta. Well, first and foremost, only by the grace of God. Now, I don't have a whole lot of sense, but I got enough to know that. So first and foremost, only by the grace of God, and then by the dedication of generations now of phenomenally talented and dedicated singers and musicians. The current crop of Sounds of Blackness, a number of them are actually offspring of original members. So I mentioned Jamecia Bennett, and she's just a force in nature. Of course, she's the daughter of the great Ann Nesby. And Lacey Dreams is a daughter of the late, great Joanne Hollies Johnson. And Nika Constantino is the daughter of the great Cynthia Johnson of Funky Town fame. So this is really Sounds of Blackness second generation, next generation.
It is just, you know, the legacy. And, you know, it's, you know, that's why I think that a lot of us here in the Twin Cities have so much pride, and it is crossing generations. You know, a lot of times, you know, our parents are listening to something, or our grandparents are listening to something. We're listening to something totally different, right? Like my son was like, he was like, I want to go see V's. I was like, who is V's? I don't know who that is. I need to hear some V's music because I need to make sure he ain't cussing and talking about shooting up his parents. Who is V's?
Right.
You know, but when we say Sounds of Blackness, my mama knows, right? Me and Sean know. The kids know. You know, it's crossing generational lines. How do you do that where even the kids are jamming, even the parents are jamming, and then the grandparents know and enjoy the music?
Well, a shout out to our mentor and guidance and grill, the great Professor Mahmoud El-Kadi, who was also the father of the great R&B artist Stokely, you know, formerly of the Great Men Condition. But Professor Mahmoud El-Kadi, Shaletta, was a professor at McAllister when Sounds of Blackness began. And so he was there from day one. And from day one, he told us to be more than a band, but to be a cultural institution that went on from generation to generation. So Mahmoud's wisdom guided us then, and it still guides us now.
Well, you are guiding us with your music. I know folks will be over there on November 30th for the movie Black Skin, featuring songs from...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I tell you what, that is going to be the Thanksgiving anthem at our family gathering this year. And of course, you know who that is. You know who that sounds like. That's our very own Grammy Award winning Sounds of Blackness. And I have got the privilege of having Gary Hines join me on the Shaletta Show. Gary, that is just a beautiful anthem, that Thanksgiving song. You know, a lot of times it's this time of year where we start looking back at our blessings. We start looking back at how far we've come, whether it is individually, as a family, collectively, as a community. And that song really speaks to us. How did that one come about?
First of all, thanks for having me on behalf of Sounds of Blackness, Queen Shaletta. And to answer your question, So Thankful is the construct of, you heard the lead vocals of the great Jamecia Bennett, and also the lead rap vocals of Andre Locke, a.k.a. Buddy McLean, who wrote the song and brought it to Jamecia and to Sounds of Blackness. So we are special guests on the record and honored to do so. And it would be, I'd be remiss if I didn't let your listeners know, this song was written by Andre in honor of his son, Amir Locke, who unfortunately was murdered in his sleep, an innocent man, you know, by the police. And Andre, Buddy, had a few different paths that he could take, but God led him down the path of expressing thankfulness. And so that's how So Thankful was born.
But this is the thing, Gary. Sounds of Blackness, you've created not just a group, but a movement where people can touch you. They can connect with you. This man had a song in his heart. He's heartbroken. His son has been killed tragically. And he has a song in his heart, and he's able to come to you. He's able to touch you. You've created something with this Sounds of Blackness where it's not just something that we enjoy. We don't just go to the concerts and sit up and take it in. But all of us here in the Twin Cities, we feel like we are a part of it because you make us a part of it.
Well, thank you so much. You know, Sounds of Blackness' goal from day one is to bring the music, the richness of the music of the African-American experience to people of all backgrounds, and people of all backgrounds throughout Minnesota and across this country and around the world have been very supportive of Sounds of Blackness. And at or near the top of the list is you. So thank you.
Now, you've got something new. There's a soundtrack happening along with the movie. I'm like, I cannot keep up with all the amazing things that Sounds of Blackness is doing. So you're going to have to tell everybody about this.
I will do my best, and I will also direct everyone to our website, soundsofblackness.org, and under the events to see what's going on. But in a nutshell, first and foremost, we have this coming Wednesday at 6 o'clock over at TPT. We're honored to be a part of the 30-year commemoration and celebration of Rondo Reconnected. And so that'll be 6 o'clock again this coming Wednesday, November 15th. And then we are blessed to sing for the investiture of Chief Justice Natalie Hudson. And that will be on November 27th at the Minnesota History Center at 3 o'clock. We're so proud of her and so happy for her and so proud to be part of that. And then to get to the part that you opened up with, we want to invite all of your listeners and followers and to the Imagine Theater in Eden Prairie. This will be on November 30th, and that's a Thursday, for the premiere of a movie that features music by many local artists and including Sounds of Blackness, Woke and Healing is the name of the songs, but the name of the movie is entitled Black Skin, and the premiere will be again Thursday, November 30th, 7 o'clock. Actually, preliminary festivities will begin at 6 o'clock, so we're ready for that. And some of the actors will be coming in from L.A. and New York to take pictures, sign posters and photographs. Just have a great time. Again, that's at the Imagine Theater on Thursday, November 30th, 6 o'clock. The premiere of the film Black Skin by director Mark Casey.
Now, you know, this is not your first time having, you know, Sounds of Blackness songs in a movie. But what's it like, you know, that these studios in Hollywood are calling Minneapolis to say, we want Optimistic, we want Woke, you know, we want these songs to be a part of our production. And then people all around the world can get a taste of your music.
Well, what it's like, Queen Shaletta, it's first of all, it makes us very humble and grateful and thankful that the world is hearing our music and hearing it in that way and thinking enough of it to include it in film soundtracks and so forth. So it's a great, great honor, and it's a great validation of, like you said, the movement and message and ministry and music of Sounds of Blackness.
Now, I know for a while you all were looking for new members. You were taking new members. You know, what's the status of that? Do you got everybody you need? Because when I first moved here, I joked. I said, is everybody in the Sounds of Blackness but me? It's like everybody I met who could sing was either in Sounds of Blackness, had been in Sounds of Blackness, or were trying to get into the Sounds of Blackness.
Right. You know, and it's funny because when you moved here at that time, we were doing regularly scheduled annual auditions kind of thing. But so many would come, and then we didn't want to disappoint people. So we stopped doing regular auditions. But now what I do is on an individual basis, if there's anyone who wants to audition for Sounds, instrumentalist or vocalist, they can go to the website, leave a message, or online, any of the social sites, contact me, and we will take a listen gladly.
I just love that. Talk to me about the future of music. You know, the Minneapolis sound is known all around the world. You know, we first think about Prince, but the Sounds of Blackness is right up there at the top. Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis and, you know, so many artists, you know, have come to our city to get that sound, to feel that electricity, to work with you and Jimmy and Terry and so many other people because they want some of what we got. And I think, Gary, people forget about that. They forget about how special the music scene is in our city.
You know, you're absolutely right, Queen Shaletta, and I'm so glad you mentioned our late and beloved brother Prince, because when he came into his international stardom, the first thing the industry was trying to get him to do was to move to L.A., and you know what he said and stuck to? He said, no, I'm not leaving Minnesota. Y'all are coming here. And that's how Paisley Park got built, and the world did come here. Actors, athletes, artists, musicians came to record, and they still do at Paisley Park. And the same with Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. And although they've relocated now to the West Coast, for that first 30 years of their international stardom, they were right here in Minneapolis.
And, you know, I see it. You know, I see it no matter where we go. I was at, you know, Westminster Town Hall Forum this week. And, you know, I'm thinking I'm going to hear Nancy Giles, and all of a sudden Ginger Commodore is in there scatting. You know, we just have so much amazing talent. And a lot of those talented folks are, you know, with the Sounds of Blackness. How do you keep that? How do you keep that and keep building on that and curating, you know, these amazing voices and these amazing musicians?
Great question, Shaletta. Well, first and foremost, only by the grace of God. Now, I don't have a whole lot of sense, but I got enough to know that. So first and foremost, only by the grace of God, and then by the dedication of generations now of phenomenally talented and dedicated singers and musicians. The current crop of Sounds of Blackness, a number of them are actually offspring of original members. So I mentioned Jamecia Bennett, and she's just a force of nature. Of course, she's the daughter of the great Ann Nesby. And Lacey Dreams is a daughter of the late, great Joanne Hollies Johnson. And Nika Constantino is the daughter of the great Cynthia Johnson of Funky Town fame. So this is really Sounds of Blackness second generation, next generation.
It is just, you know, the legacy. And, you know, that's why I think that a lot of us here in the Twin Cities have so much pride, and it is crossing generations. You know, a lot of times, you know, our parents are listening to something, or our grandparents are listening to something. We're listening to something totally different, right? Like
right.
My son was like, he was like, I want to go see V's. I was like, who is V's? I don't know who that is. I need to hear some V's music because I need to make sure he ain't cussing and talking about shooting up his parents. Who is V's?
Right.
You know, but when we say Sounds of Blackness, my mama knows, right? Me and Sean know. The kids know. You know, it's crossing generational lines. How do you do that where even the kids are jamming, even the parents are jamming, and then the grandparents know and enjoy the music?
Well, a shout out to our mentor and guidance and grill, the great Professor Michael Wood El-Khadi. He was also the father of the great R&B artist Stokely, you know, formerly of the Great Men Condition. But Professor Michael Wood El-Khadi, Shaletta, was a professor at McAllister when Sounds of Blackness began. And so he was there from day one. And from day one, he told us to be more than a band, but to be a cultural institution that went on from generation to generation. So Mahmoud's wisdom guided us then, and it still guides us now.
Well, you are guiding us with your music. I know folks will be over there on November 30th for the movie Black Skin, featuring songs from the Sounds of Blackness. Gary Hines, it is always an honor to be talking to you on the Shaletta Show. Thank you for spending some of your Saturday afternoon with us.
The privilege, pleasure, and honor are all mine. Signed on behalf of Sounds of Blackness, Queen Shaletta, we love you. We thank you. We appreciate you. Keep up the great work and stay woke.
Well, thank you so much for these anthems, woke, optimistic, the reparations tune, and that Thanksgiving tune. You're just the soundtrack for our lives. Gary Hines with the Sounds of Blackness. Be sure to check out that website. And I'm going to see if we can't get Steve Thompson on the phone because I got some questions for him. Talk to my friend next. Just like the good old days. Is this the good old days, Steve? Me, you, and Jonathan in the studio together? Is this the good old days or what?
It's got to be. I was in, what was it, a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
You were in the studio, and we
yes.
kind of joked about it. We had spent Saturdays for years in the studio.
Yeah.
And then, of course, when Jonathan moved on, then it became your gig to do a show and produce.
And produce.
I mean,
look at that.
I don't know how you did that.
I don't either. And they shouldn't have asked me to do it. They should be ashamed.
Yeah, but you did a real good job.
Thank you, John.
And you've moved on. And here's Jonathan stuck with me again. I don't know what he did wrong, but.
Is that a White Castle cup?
It is. My hometown, White Castle on Brooklyn Boulevard in Brooklyn Park, they had shut it down. I'm like, what am I going to do?
Oh.
But they were just remodeling.
Oh, okay.
They got an all-new drive-thru.
Fancy. Well, my dad is visiting from Houston, and he loves White Castle.
Probably because
they don't have them there. So I forgot. I'm glad you came in with the cup, because now I remember that I have to go there.
See, your father should be blessed. Blessed that White Castle is not in Houston. Blessed.
No, here's the thing, though. When you go down south, first thing I do is hit a Whataburger.
Or if
I go out west, I hit In-N-Out.
In-N-Out.
Yeah, but they don't have those here.
They don't have. And
but you got to get him some.
I got to get him some because they have them there, but they're frozen. And it's not the same for him. He doesn't like that.
And some are better than others. I really like the one in Brooklyn Park. I'm glad they reopened that one. There's one over by the state capitol that my dad took me to when I was a little boy. This is a long time ago. Right on Wright Street, by the state capitol.
Okay. All right. That might be the one. Now, which one is closest to Cottage Grove?
Yeah, I don't know if I've been to that one out there.
No, there's not one in Cottage Grove.
There's one in Bloomington.
Bloomington. And then there's one on I think it's right off of 494 and is that 52 or?
Yeah, I don't know if I've been to that one.
So we've got a couple of options.
But the one by the state capitol.
Okay.
See, my dad would take my brother and me to the barber school way back in the day that was right next door.
Yeah.
And they'd cut our hair Or yeah, we were guinea pigs.
I was going to say, you were being tested on. You were lab rats.
That's exactly right. It was a barber school. And I think they charged 50 cents. This is the late 60s, early 70s. And we were literally guinea pigs. But my dad would say, yeah, put up with the bad haircut. I'll buy you a white castle afterward.
And y'all were good with that.
Yeah, we were really good with it. Except for one day, they almost cut my brother's ear off.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, I mean, they got into him a little bit and he was bleeding.
Oh, my.
But he did a pretty good job with it. And my dad said, you can have an extra burger.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? For losing that ear, I'm going to go ahead and let you have extra pickles and onions in your White Castle.
And way back in the day, I think the White Castle at that time was about 10 cents a burger.
Yeah. And see, that's the thing with these kids. They get out of school, Steve, and they say, we want to go to McDonald's. And then the parents just take them to McDonald's. You need to lose an ear. It used to have to be a special occasion.
Or bleed a little bit, at least. Yeah, you know, the ear was still attached. But I'll tell you,
I'm going to say this: if I'm bleeding for White Castle, just let me bleed out. Just let me go.
You're not a fan.
No, just let me go.
Because I know that they're in your hometown of Kansas City.
Oh, yeah, they are.
I have been to the White Castle.
Yes.
Somewhere in Kansas City, I was down there. Oh, they got White Castle.
They got a
Kansas
bunch of
City's
they got
all
a
right.
bunch of them. Yes, they do. And I learned at an early age, White Castle ain't for me, and it shouldn't be for nobody.
Yeah. Now, it is one of those where you either love them or you don't want anything to do with it.
Did you hear about the lutefisk eating contest?
Count me out.
I did a story on it yesterday. Up north, they have a lutefisk eating contest. Ooh. And they have different categories, and you know, they give you a break and you got to hold it down. And you know, they've got 50 people in this thing yesterday, Steve. 50 folks signed up to
willingly.
This was, they wanted to win. They were trying to hold it down. They were eating it by the pound.
I know I'm getting a lot of hate right now for the words that I'm saying in this segment of the show, but what is wrong with those people? Are you kidding me? Haven't they listened to our Christmas special about lutefisk?
Yeah, that I tried it once as a kid. A friend of my mom and dad brought some over, and I kind of said, well, how do you make this? And I didn't like that.
You didn't like that?
Yeah, I think they use lye and,
yeah. It doesn't sound like easily digestible
No,
products.
It doesn't sound good.
But this is the thing. It gave me an idea to have a chitlin eating contest. You know, have you ever heard of that? I think I should be the first person to do a chitlin eating contest.
Yeah,
so
I'll stay out of that.
You don't want no parts. You'll put your name down first. I want you to be first, Steve.
No.
Real quick, this was years ago. I was actually here on Thanksgiving Day, and Dara Moskowitz-Grumdahl was hosting for Chad Hartman.
Mm-hmm.
And our producer at the time, you remember Lindsay Gunsel, was our producer at the time.
Yeah.
And somehow I brought up chitlins because we talked about like Thanksgiving food and what you'd have at home with your parents and when you were a kid and stuff like that. And I said, my grandmother used to make chitlins. And Dara's eyes lit like, chitlins. Okay. Cause she knew what that was.
Yeah.
Lindsay was like, I have no idea what that is. I said, think of chitlins as the Southern lutefisk.
That's it.
That's about what it is.
That's it. That's what gave me the idea. I was like, I'm going to have a chitlin eating contest.
How about the pig's feet, the pickled ones in the jar?
In the jar. That's my jam right there. You know, I'm from the South. In fact, when we were in college and, you know, we would go someplace and they would have like little snacks and stuff, you know, corner store, and all the other kids would be getting, you know, chips and stuff. I'm like, let me have one of those pickled pig feet over there. I love those. That's my jam. And I would be walking back to college smelling like vinegar, just... Because,
I couldn't even do the eggs. You know, pickled eggs in the jar. I don't want any part of that.
No hog feet, no hog hide, no hog snout,
no
cow tongue, no chicken feet, no.
You know
none
what?
Of it.
Don't
none.
Come over my house because we like all that stuff.
Yeah, you like my grandparents, my late grandparents. My goodness. Arkansas born and bred.
Well, Steve, it's so good to see you. You're coming
good
up.
To see you.
Love you. Will you be here next week in studio?
Hard to tell.
Okay, well, if I gotta go
day to day. I've got to be down at the state tournament volleyball title game tonight.
Woo! Oh, yeah. Have fun, and y'all have fun. We'll see y'all next weekend. Just like the good old days. Is this the good old days, Steve? Me, you, and Jonathan in the studio together? Is this the good old days or what?
It's got to be. I was in, a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. You were in the studio, and we yes. kind of joked about it. We had spent Saturdays for years in the studio.
Yeah.
And then, of course, when Jonathan moved on, then it became your gig to do a show and produce.
And produce. For me. Look at that.
I don't know how you did that.
I don't either. And they shouldn't have asked me to do it. They should be ashamed.
Yeah, but you did a real good job.
Thank you, John.
And you've moved on, and here's Jonathan stuck with me again. I don't know what he did wrong, but...
Is that a White Castle Cup?
It is. My hometown, White Castle on Brooklyn Boulevard in Brooklyn Park, they had shut it down. I'm like, what am I going to do? But they were just remodeling.
Oh, okay.
They got an all-new drive-thru.
Fancy. Well, my dad is visiting from Houston, and he loves White Castle. Because they don't have them there. So I forgot. I'm glad you came in with the cup, because now I remember that I have to go there.
See, your father should be blessed. Blessed that White Castle is not in Houston. Blessed.
No, here's the thing, though. When you go down south, first thing I do is hit a Whataburger.
Or if
I go out west, I hit In-N-Out.
But they
don't have those here.
They don't have. But
you got to get him some.
I got to get him some because they have them there, but they're frozen. And it's not the same for him. He doesn't like that.
And some are better than others. I really like the one in Brooklyn Park. I'm glad they reopened that one. There's one over by the state capitol that my dad took me to when I was a little boy. This is a long time ago. Right on Wright Street, by the state capitol.
Okay. All right. That might be the one. Now, which one is closest to Cottage Grove?
Yeah, I don't know if I've been to that one out there.
No, there's not one in Cottage
Grove. There's one in Bloomington.
Bloomington. And then there's one on I think it's right off of... 494 and is that 52 or?
Yeah, I don't know if I've been to that one.
So we've got a couple of options.
But the one by the state capitol. Okay. See, my dad would take my brother and me to the barber school way back in the day that was right next door. And they'd cut our hair. We were guinea pigs.
I was going to say, you were being tested on. You were lab rats.
That's exactly right. It was a barber school. And... I think they charged 50 cents. This is the late 60s, early 70s. And we were literally guinea pigs. But my dad would say, put up with the bad haircut. I'll buy you a White Castle afterward.
And y'all were good with that.
Yeah, we were really good with it. Except for one day, they almost cut my brother's ear off.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, I mean, they got into him a little bit and he was bleeding.
Oh, my.
But he did a pretty good job with it. And my dad said, you can have an extra burger.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? For losing that ear, I'm going to go ahead and let you have extra pickles and onions.
And way back in the day, I think the White Castle at that time was about 10 cents a burger.
Yeah. And see, that's the thing with these kids. They get out of school, Steve, and they say, we want to go to McDonald's. And then the parents just take them to McDonald's. You need to lose an ear. It used to have to be a special occasion.
Or bleed a little bit, at least. Yeah, the ear was still attached. But I'll tell you,
I'm going to say this. If I'm bleeding for White Castle, just let me bleed out. Just let me go.
You're not a fan.
No, just let me go.
Because I know that they're in your hometown of Kansas City.
Oh, yeah, they are.
I have been to the White Castle.
Yes.
Somewhere in Kansas City, I was down there. Oh, they got White Castle.
They got a bunch of them. Yes, they do. And I learned at an early age, White Castle ain't for me, and it shouldn't be for nobody.
Yeah. Now, it is one of those where you either love them or you don't want anything to do with it.
Did you hear about the lutefisk eating contest?
Count me out.
I did a story on it yesterday. In up north, they have a lutefisk eating contest. Ooh. And they have different categories, and, you know, they give you a break and you got to hold it down. And, you know, they've got 50 people in this thing yesterday, Steve. 50 folks signed up to
willingly.
Willingly. This was, they wanted to win. They were trying to hold it down. They were eating it by the pound.
I know I'm getting a lot of hate right now for the words that I'm saying in this segment of the show, but what is wrong with those people? Are you kidding me? Haven't they listened to our Christmas special about Lutefisk?
Yeah, that I tried it once as a kid. A friend of my mom and dad brought some over, and ooh. And I kind of said, well, how do you make this? And I didn't like that.
You didn't like
that? Yeah, I think they use lye and, oh, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like easily digestible
products. It doesn't sound good.
But this is the thing. It gave me an idea to have a chitlin eating contest. You know, have you ever heard of that? I think I should be the first person to do a chitlin eating contest.
Yeah, I'll stay out of that.
You don't want no part of that. I want you to be first, Steve.
No.
Real quick, this was years ago. I was actually here on Thanksgiving Day, and Dara Moskowitz-Grumdahl was hosting for Chad Hartman.
Mm-hmm.
And our producer at the time, you remember Lindsay Gunsel, was our producer at the time.
Yeah.
And somehow I brought up chitlins because we talked about like Thanksgiving food and what you'd have at home with your parents and when you were a kid and stuff like that. And I said, oh, my grandmother used to make chitlins. And Dara's eyes lit like, oh, chitlins. Okay, because she knew what that was.
Yeah.
Lindsay was like, I have no idea what that is. I said, think of chitlins as the Southern lutefisk.
That's it.
That's about what it is.
That's it. And that's what gave me the idea. I was like, I'm going to have a chitlin eating contest.
How about the pig's feet, the pickled ones in the jar?
In the jar. That's my jam right there. You know, I'm from the South. In fact, when we were in college and, you know, we would go someplace and they would have like a little snacks and stuff, you know, corner store, and all the other kids would be getting, you know, chips and stuff. I'm like, let me have one of those pickled pig feet over there. I love those. That's my jam. And I'd be walking back to college smelling like vinegar, just... Because, you know,
I couldn't even do the eggs. You know,
pickled eggs.
Yeah. They have the pickled eggs in the jar. I don't want any part of that.
No hog feet, no hog hide, no hog snout,
no
cow tongue, no chicken feet. No.
You know
none
what?
Of it.
Don't
none.
Come over my house because we like all that stuff. We like all that stuff.
Yeah, you like my grandparents, my late grandparents. My goodness. Arkansas born and bred.
Well, Steve, it's so good to see you. You're coming
up. Yeah, good
up.
To see you.
Love you. Will you be here next week in studio?
Hard to tell.
Okay, well, I gotta go
day to day. I've got to be down at the state tournament volleyball title game tonight.
Woo! Yeah. Have fun, and y'all have fun. We'll see y'all next weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.